This article is entitled Where All May Dwell, Faith Community Provides Space for Sacred Vulnerability, written by Aaron Strebus. Emily Norris had been serving at Augsburg Lutheran Church's Winter Overflow Homeless Shelter in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, for a few years when she heard the rumblings. Many of the guests opened up to her, told her stories. She wasn't ordained, but they saw her as their pastor. One need kept arising. I heard very loudly that there was a deep hunger for a faith community that looked like them, Nora said. They craved space where they could worship God and not feel judged for their housing status or for their past or for their appearance. Heeding their calls led Norris to Wartburg Theological Seminary in Dubuque, Iowa, to become a pastor. By 2020, Norris was ordained and serving as the mission developer for The Dwelling, an ELCA faith community designed for, but not exclusive to, people in Winston, Salem, who are or have been homeless. Partnerships with Augsburg, the North Carolina Synod, the Moravian Church in America, and the churchwide organization of the ELCA provide the funding. I was so certain I was being called by God to start The Dwelling that even though the Synod had only part-time funding for the position, I took it, Norris recalled. The Dwelling rents space from a local nonprofit that focuses on addiction, mental health, and homelessness. Unfortunately, Norris received the certificate of occupancy for the space a day before the pandemic necessitated a statewide shutdown. But there was one silver lining. Before I knew it, there was extra funding from the ELCA COVID-19 Response Fund, and it got me into full-time ministry, she said. Starting a church during a pandemic wasn't ideal. Safety restrictions made worship impossible, and the population she hoped to reach became especially vulnerable. So Norris did what many ELCA leaders and congregations were forced to do. Last year, she pivoted. After assessing community needs, Norris determined that free mobile showers would be The Dwelling's anchor ministry. Visitors could take showers and receive clean underwear, socks, and t-shirts donated by members of The Dwelling's Synod Conference. It was really a profound way to start, Norris said. Showers provide a sense of dignity and are therapeutic, and I don't know a better way to remind people of their baptism. Eventually, the showers became a permanent fixture, and new funding allowed the faith community to hire another pastor, Toby Fleck, to manage the ministry. Many who use the showers now also volunteer there. One of the things The Dwelling takes seriously is that it is a community for folks who have experienced or are experiencing homelessness, where they can be leaders instead of guests to the ministry that God is working through the community, Fleck said. And then, in July, city officials invited Norris to provide pastoral care and community activities at a local hotel, where they had arranged to shelter 60 of the most fragile people who were homeless. That experience inspired her to develop the Dwelling Place Housing Initiative. What we realized then was that people can get housing vouchers and have a housing plan, but if there is not any affordable housing, it's just not happening. An outreach arm of the Dwelling Place renovates affordable housing units for those in need. In November, Norris recruited leaders to form Dwelling's Advisory Council. By Christmas Eve, area restrictions for gatherings had been relaxed, and Norris held the Dwelling's first worship service. In January, it began offering regular Sunday worship. Looking back on the Dwelling's first year, Norris said that the shutting down of the world actually opened up our impact. Worship at the Dwelling is like coming home, said member Cheryl Morrison. With a living room for its sanctuary, couches and chairs for its pews, and food that flows freely, the Dwelling takes seriously its mission of hospitality. It has a feather touch, where you can come in and get comfy, Morrison said. It's okay to talk to the person next to you, to get a cup of coffee or donut or a muffin. She calls it one of her God spots. This is a church for God's people, the homeless, and they are the foundation of what makes this church work, which, in my eyes, is extremely special, added Ryan Sprinkle, a council member. You have people right off the street with their backpacks. A maintenance worker, Sprinkle first met Norris at the shelter where he slept years ago, and he has since found housing through the connections forged at Augsburg, though he credits the dwelling with getting him back to church after a years-long absence. Everybody needs love and compassion and a safe spot for a few hours to come and hear music and hear the word and to get open about their feelings and have nobody judge them, he said. People feel comfortable sharing their stories here because they know people beside them have experienced the same thing. One of those people is John Whiteley, who knew Norris through Augsburg Shelter. In fact, it was Norris who came to Whiteley's rescue when he accidentally overdosed in the shelter's restroom after a Christmas party. When he woke up in the hospital, his first thought was, "Oh, you've done it now, Johnny. You'll never be able to go back there." When Whiteley saw Norris the following winter, she came up to him, smiling, and asked him if he would be returning to the shelter. "And I'm like, oh, God, I didn't think you'd ever want me there," he remembered. "And ever since then, I would do anything she asked." Today, Whiteley belongs to and volunteers at the dwelling. "I didn't go to church," he said. "I didn't like the way people treated you there until I met Emily. When we started to meet at the dwelling, I asked her, 'Can you baptize me?' I knew I needed to be baptized. It says that in the Bible." And Norris was delighted to baptize him, saying, "To have seen John at so many stages of life, and to literally to be with him near death and in life, what a gift for a pastor." Whiteley's story is one of many shared at the dwelling, often as a part of the discussion during worship. Such openness, Norris said, is the heart of the church. We're creating a community that welcomes the messiness of being human. Vulnerability is powerful, and we're our strongest as a community of faith when we are honest with each other. Added Maddie White, a student intern and a candidate for ordination in the Moravian Church, she says, "We don't tell people they need to have it together. They can bring all the pieces of themselves to us, and the love of our community will fill in the cracks."